Bante?
Sorry. Okay, Bante. So, Bante Subuti has asked me a question. One sentence in the Udana commentary written by Most Venerable Dhammapala. According to this, he was referring to the first Nibbana Sutta in the Udana Pali. Buddha has stated that there is no Chandima Surya in Nibbana, no sun and moon. And explaining this statement, Venerable Dhammapala has said there is no sun and moon in the Nibbana. And why the Buddha has said so is because first we need to understand what is darkness. As what the commentators say, darkness is Yasma rupagate sati tamo namasya. Only when there is some rupa, we have darkness. We have darkness. So, in terms of Abhidhamma, we have two opinions. What is darkness? There are opinions of two teachers, two groups of teachers. Some thinks darkness is another type of rupa, but some sees things darkness is the absence of light. Anyway, so here he's saying darkness is found only when there is rupa. It must be because you then you need light, for example. You need light to dispel darkness, and that is done by sun and moon. So you need sun and moon to dispel the darkness. So then only then you can see the rupas. So if there's no rupa, there's no necessity, or you cannot say there's darkness because there's nothing to be seen, and there's no necessity of Chandima and Surya because you don't need Chandima and Surya to dispel darkness to see the light, see the rupas. So then, because in most of the places, for example, Visuddhimagga in some other commentaries, when the functions of Surya is explained, in according to Buddhist Theravada tradition, one of the functions of Surya, that is the sun, is to help the rupas to manifest. So one of the function is rupas, the sun makes the rupas to be seen. So that is one of the fundamentals in Theravada. It's not that according to science the light rays come and hit our eye, right? But here what the light does, it gives us the opportunity, it manifests, or it causes the rupas to be visible. So now we have to bring this fundamental in while we are explaining this text. So what the Venerable Dhammapala is saying, if I just quote the Pali, what he is saying is Yasma rupagate sati tamo namasya. Only when there is rupa, there is darkness. Tamasya vidamanattham chandima suryehi vattitabbam. So the Chandima Surya is there to dispel the darkness, and that is for people to see the objects. So the Chandima Surya will cause the objects to be visible. They make the objects visible by dispelling the darkness, and that is one of the functions of sun and moon according to Theravada teachings. So his teachings are based on the Theravada fundamentals. So then, if there is no rupa in Nibbana, obviously it is mentioned in the previous lines when Buddha said there's no patavi, apo, tejo, vayo in Nibbana. So it's devoid of rupa and devoid of consciousness as well. So sabbena sabbam pana yatta rupagatameva natti. If they are in a place where there is no rupa at all, kuto tatta tamo, where is the darkness there? So according to the teachings, darkness is covering the rupa. It doesn't let us to see the rupa, and the function of Chandima Surya is to dispel the darkness. Tamasva vidamana Chandima Surya. So the sabbena sabbang pana yatta rupagatameva natti kuto tatta tamo tamasva vidamana Chandima Surya. Tasma Chandima Suryo chati. So what he is saying is, if there is no rupa at all in a certain state or element, where there is darkness, and what is the necessity of Chandima and Surya to be present there. So there is no darkness, no Chandima Surya. So both sun and moon are not present in the Nibbana. By this statement, Venerable Dhammapala is saying, Imina aloka sabhavatam eva nibbanasya dasyati. This is the controversial statement. So aloka sabhavatam, it has the nature of brightness, or we can, if I directly translate, lightness, the nature of having a light, nature of being a light, right? So what, according to the entire sentence, so then one can argue, does darkness requires light? No. According to, if you think in a different way, yes, you can argue on it. But we have to define this statement based on the Theravada fundamentals. According to the Theravada, darkness is described as something that covers or hinders rupas from seeing. So light is to dispel the darkness and make the rupas visible. So we have to keep this fundamental. Whether it matches science or not is a different case. According to Theravada fundamentals, so darkness is found only when there is rupa, and the function of Chandima Surya is to dispel this darkness and to manifest this rupa to the eye. So that is also, you can find it in Visuddhi Magga, book number 2, page number 332. If you go to the functions of Chandima Surya, Suryo Rupagatani Obhaseti, it makes the rupa visible. Andhakaram vidamadi, dispel the darkness. So you have to bring this fundamental here when we explain this commentary. Then what happens? So the final sentence says, this shows that the Nibbana has a nature of being a light. So this light is against the darkness. What does it mean? Since there is no darkness, Nibbana can be said as something like a light. So we can see a similar analogy in the word sabbato pabham. Sabbato pabham, for example, Buddha has defined Nibbana in various ways. One of the famous attributes of Nibbana is sabbato pabham. It's completely bright from all around. Entirely bright. So the commentators are saying there is no other Dhamma, no other reality which is brighter, which is purer than Nibbana. So then what is this brightness? You can see this, for example, this is found in many places in the commentaries. 310 page Majjhima Nikaya commentary number 2. Commentary 2, 310. Sabbato pabhanti. What is sabbato pabham? It's bright from all around. Then it's sub-commentary of this sutta. It says sabbato pabham. What does it mean? What does it mean? Apabhassara bhava hetu bhutanam sabbaso abhava sabbato pabhati. Sabbato pabham doesn't mean Nibbana is bright in the sense of being a light. It's called bright because it doesn't have the qualities that doesn't make it apabhassara bhava. Apabhassara bhava means it is devoid of all the defilements, is it devoid of delusion, it's devoid of all the suffering. That doesn't make it a bright, glorious reality. So when we are explaining this pabha, the brightness, in Theravada, it's not necessary that always the element of light is present. Mind sometimes become bright. That is because it's free from defilements. So what are the things that diminish the brightness of the mind? Defilements. It doesn't mean there is a physical light in the mind. So therefore, Nibbana is devoid of all the defilements and suffering that diminishes its glory. its brightness. Brightness not in the sense of a physical light. Brightness of being free from all the unwholesome and negative attributes. So therefore, Nibbana has a similar term called Sabbatopabhang, bright from all around. Even this has to be understood not as a physical light, but as some as an attribute of Nibbana, which is opposite of all the defilements and suffering. In the same way, when you bring this fundamental into the context, which is found in Majjhima Nikaya commentary and sub-commentary, what Dhammapada has said is, Aloka sabhavatam yeva nibbana sadasyati, means it's opposite of darkness. Opposite of darkness means there is no darkness at all, and there's no sun and moon to dispel the darkness. So it has to be considered something which is non-dark, something opposite of darkness. That is the lightness or the brightness of Nibbana. So this statement is not an indicator that the Dhammapala believe that the Nibbana is a light. No. Light is one kind of a matter according to Theravada. When Buddha said there is no Patavi, Apo, Tejo and Vayu, it's impossible to have light in Nibbana. It violates the fundamental. The Buddha himself has said, because if there is light, it has to be one kind of a material element. So Nibbana is lacking any material. It doesn't have any material element. So when we explain a certain commentary or statement, we have to be very careful that we should be well aware of almost all the fundamentals, at least the basic fundamentals in Theravada, before we come into a conclusion of the commentator's idea. Because they are the ones who are very much learned about the fundamentals. So one can argue whether the Theravada is correct or not, it's a different case. But if we are going to define a commentator's idea, we have to understand based on the fundamental theory. So this Aloka Sabhavatam, based on some other information that we find in the commentary literature, is not saying that Nibbana is a light. It is a nature opposite of darkness.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.